So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the Rashi's in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo. And the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Bikurim. And a person confesses, not really Bikurim, but he makes a pronouncement to attest to the fact that he brought his Bikurim. Then in a larger sense, he has Vidur Maestros, which he comes to the Beis HaMikdash at the end of every three-year cycle, and accounts for his Maestros. And he thanks the Kaddish Baruch Hu for everything that he's received. And V'samachta b'chala tov v'shenasa l'cha Hashem l'okecha. And he talks about Jewish history. In the broader sense, these three sections, the section of Bikurim, Arami Ovid Avi, and Vidur Maestros, or what we call Vidur Bikurim and Vidur Maestros, are meant to trigger a very, very important central trait in human virtue, but one which isn't always easy. And that's the trait of Hakaras HaTov. When you receive something, in this case from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also from other people, how do you express gratitude? How do you feel gratitude? It's something that we talk about a lot, but we never really bear or drill into. It becomes very cliched, and you feel gratitude. The Chovas HaLevavos, one of the great, great medieval works of Musa with a Jewish thought and Jewish experience, he felt that HaKaras HaTov is the trait, it's the pivot of all of Avodas Hashem. Because we're grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, you could debate whether you can or can't build the entire religious system in Hakaras HaTov. Rav Amital would always tell us that after the Holocaust, at least for that first generation or two, it wasn't wise to build religious identity in Hakaras HaTov. They were still struggling with a world they couldn't make sense of. We live in a very, very different world. But either way, what are some of the traits and what are some of the tactics so that you can become a more grateful person? Because whether it's the central trait or a trait, it's central. It's at the core of being a good person, being a kind person, and presumably of your Avodas Hashem as well. So let's take a look at some of the Rashi's, and some of the Rashi's will walk us through. First of all, in the beginning, very interesting Rashi, the Amarta I love, you should tell the Kohen, he got it to Ayam Lashem Elokecha, Kivasi El Haaretz. It's obvious from the Parsha, but Rashi stresses it. You have to express your gratitude. It's one thing to feel gratitude. Normally, when you hear about a trait, you go into a corner, and you sit and think about, how can I build that trait? How can I become a wiser person? Okay, by talking about wisdom, you're not necessarily going to become wiser. How can I become a more generous person? Okay, so you think about what generosity is. But there's something about gratitude and expressing gratitude, whether in this case it's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and certainly to someone else, because it makes a person feel vindicated and ratified. When you express, see, the problem with gratitude is it goes against our ego. Our ego wants us to feel independent. Our ego wants us to feel self-sufficient. And the truth is self-esteem requires some degree of self-sufficiency. If you're not capable of anything, you won't feel self-esteem. So how do you balance between self-esteem and self-sufficiency and gratitude, in which you're admitting dependency, you're admitting need, you're admitting fragility? Stalin, right? No one would think that Joseph Stalin was a great moral thinker of the 20th century, right? He killed hundreds of millions of people, tens of millions of people. Stalin once said that gratitude is a sickness suffered by dogs. Now you can imagine Stalin wasn't too excited about gratitude because it would take away his murderous and homicidal plans. So when you articulate it, then you're more likely to feel gratitude. So maybe as you're thinking about Rosh Hashanah, think about, do you say thank you often enough? I know there's certain people in my life, I'm just very impressed that they're always saying thank you when someone does something for them. And I'm speaking in particular, most of you are Americans, and part of what you really have to battle is you have so much. Because we have so much, I don't like to use the word spoiled, because that's a cliche, and you roll your eyes when people say it. I use the word entitlement. You grew up in a world in which everything was built in. You didn't have to struggle for anything Jewish, North America. You had all the restaurants, all the shuls, all the schools. Everyone's turning and twisting how to best help you. You're looking at me like, I come from Mars. You didn't have that, so therefore, you're a more grateful person, because you didn't assume that things were coming to you. So you want to start to become grateful, just try to say thank you more, and the verbalization will help. So Rashi says, the Amarta in love, when you tell the Kohen, fascinating, you don't just tell the Kohen, Arami Ovid Avi. You have to say, and I'm grateful. Rashi says, the Amarta in love, She'incha kafui tova. You have to tell the Kohen, here's my Bikurim, and by the way, I'm grateful. Or in our terms, thank you. And you say, so it's not enough to imply your gratitude. To say, Arami Ovid Avi, you have to articulate your gratitude expressively. And to explicitly say, thank you, or thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or tell the Kohen, by the way, I'm going through this motion because I'm very grateful. Now, the next part of the pasuk, he got it to Hayom. I'm telling you today. What's the word Hayom? He got it. I'm telling you, after the Bikurim, after the harvest has been completed. Normally, Bikurim begins around Shavuos time. Many of the early crops have already begun to be ripened and harvest. And between Shavuos and Sukkos, you bring your fruits and you say this testimonial, this ceremony. So Rashi says, he got it Hayom, Pam Achas Bashana, below Shtei Pamim. You should do Vidu Bikurim once, not twice. You can think, you want to be so grateful, you want to be in the Beis HaMikdash twice, bring Bikurim twice, two different ceremonies, once and not twice. What does this mean? That sometimes if you say things too often and in the wrong context, they lose all their meaning. And if you're just going to say thank you when you don't really mean it, and you just, oh, I heard this shir from a tarigan, you tell me to say thank you, I'm going to say thank you 15 times today, as often as I can, then ironically you can devalue it, right? What happens when we say Tehillim too much? Right, you still have a lot of shuls. And I'm in America, so I'm going to see these shuls still have a minhag to say two parakim of Tehillim from the Dinas Yisrael, you know, from the Intifada. So if you say it every day, it loses its meaning. It just becomes part of Tefillah. And we all know what we do during Tefillah. We dive in quickly. It used to be Afghanistan, then you have to switch Tehillim and say different parakim on different days. So if you say thank you, sometimes you have this a lot, people apologize all the time. I'm sorry. And then you ask them, stop apologizing. I'm sorry. And if you just apologize too often, it loses. So be careful your communication to other people. When you say it with sincerity, mean it. And sometimes that means you may have to diminish the frequency and apply it in the right context, not just to sort of becomes a parakeet to Hillel. So here, ironically, Rashi is saying, come once. Come once to the Beis HaMikdash, say it, mean it, rather than saying it 3-4 times a season, in which it could just become rote. So say it, but say it in the right context, and say it with meaning. Okay. Now something Rashi doesn't talk about is the juxtaposition between gratitude and a Rami Ovidavi. Okay, on the one hand, we want to express our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gratitude to wherever may have helped us. On the other hand, we talk about Jewish history, Rami Ovidavi, Vayered Mitzrayimah. How does one help the other? So it's a very, very large conversation, which I'm not going to talk about now. Rabbi Soloveitchik has a very famous essay in his five drushos, but his five articles. But at the very least, historical perspective does provide a little bit of gratitude, especially when you contrast your success with previous generation struggles. So part of this Arami Oved Avi is, it wasn't so easy for Yaakov. It wasn't so easy for Avos. Arami Oved Avi, he didn't have what we have. They didn't live in Israel his whole life. He had to struggle. Vayered Mitzrayimah, Vayegash Hashem Seimatz, and the slavery happened. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. Now, if I look at myself, I'm living in Israel, I have a field, I have a harvest, I have a portfolio, I have money. So you can very easily map that contrast that I talked about between the Dor Mitzrayim, Yotzei Mitzrayim, and the previous generations into our world. When you think about what we have in our world compared to what some of your grandparents had, your parents probably had just as much as you, but your grandparents certainly did not. And their parents, they were struggling with the Holocaust. In some cases, your grandparents were struggling with the Holocaust. So I talked about it on Wednesday night. What does that mean to us? What are the missions and duties Hashem expects of us because He placed us in this generation rather than in previous generations? But at the very least, gratitude. And gratitude that we have a world in which we don't face anti-Semitism. Again, because we were born into that world, because you didn't live through the Holocaust, you didn't live through Soviet Russia, you didn't live through anti-Semitism, it's just our world. The world makes sense. The world is rosy. The world is everything we need is there. And sometimes learning history and viewing yourself within the sweep of history, it helps you achieve a better gratitude. Okay? Finally, what else gratitude helps you achieve is freshness and newness. Because right after both sections of Vidur Bikurim and Vidur Maaser, the Torah writes, Hayom Hazeh Niyeh Seliyam. Today, Ano Hayom Hazeh, Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcha La'asos Sechokim Ha'ele V'Simush Matim. So why the word Hayom? So Rashi classically says, B'chol Yom, you and Echa Kichadashim. Don't let Torah and religion become stale. You should always try to refresh it. Okay, great. How do you do it? How do you make Torah fresh and new and vital and with vitality rather than becoming something that just you roll over every day and you perform it by routine as an exercise rather than something passionate? And Rashi doesn't tell us. But presumably, Bikurim helps. Rashi hints to it. Presumably, gratitude. Okay, now listen carefully because this is a little subtle. How does gratitude, how does being a grateful person help you see life fresh rather than stale? Well, if things are built in, that every day is the same and every day is expected. And you can bank on today being like yesterday, and you can bank on tomorrow being like the day before, because you believe that everything you'll need is there and it'll be provided automatically, and there's no struggle and no one will have to deliver it. It's essentially like that. Life becomes very, very, I'll say boring, that's not the word I mean, but life becomes very repetitive. Okay, I'm expecting the restaurant to be open tomorrow, expecting the food to be on the table, I'm expecting the room to be clean, and expecting everything to tilt my way, and when it happens tomorrow, rather than, life doesn't offer you anything. Maybe tomorrow things will turn your way, maybe they won't, maybe the market will crash, maybe it won't. Ironically, not taking things for granted lends more meaning to life. Because when things happen, you relish them, you enjoy them, you're aware of them, you register them, right? Like, for example, you don't register that you breathe, right? Because breathing is probably one of the most instinctual activities that occurs in our whole place. It's so high up on our spinal cord that we don't even know we're breathing. But if you take someone who's a lung patient or a corona patient, every breath is gratifying. Every breath is, so when you don't expect something to happen and it happens, there's deep meaning in it and it registers and you connect the dots. When things happen because you take it for granted. So if life is something you take for granted, it's hard for it to be fresh. If life is something you don't expect, and you don't expect any free lunches, and you don't expect any free things to happen. And that's why some people who have easy lives and have padded upholstered life and trust fund kids, it's hard for them. A lot of times they go on drugs, and a lot of times their lives fall apart because where's the meaning? So things are happening, but they're baked into my life. Where do I find meaning? Whereas when someone struggles in life very often, and you reach success and you triumph, oh, there's the meaning. I've worked hard. Someone has helped me. I found resources in my life. All of a sudden, my life is meaningful. I appreciate. So appreciation and gratitude that isn't just a moral value, it also lends content and meaning and vitality. And that's why right after Vidi Bikurim, Hayom Hazeh B'chol Yom Yu'enecha Kichadashim, and Rashi actually links the two. Rashi says that a baskol will come out and say, okay, Hevesi Bikurim Hayom, you brought Bikurim this year, bring it again next year. So it's very interesting. Gratitude. Articulation, don't repeat and devalue it. Number three, compare yourself to other generations and just appreciate what you have, especially in our generation. And four, try to use gratitude to make things fresh and to make things new. Let me just see if we're already at 12 minutes. We're going to have to stop at another interesting Rashi. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Have a